Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
To the highway, in a brand new day, gotta let it go. So
Faster freedom!
Welcome back to the Voice Gate for February 11th, 2025. We are members of the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. You can find us on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast feed or on our dedicated Open the Voice Gate feed on all podcast catchers and applications. You can follow us on social media at Open Voice Gate. If you'd like to donate to the show, click the link in the show notes. It'll take you to our redcircle.com landing site. You click the red box to sponsor this podcast, and you can set up a one-time or reoccurring donation, no obligation whatsoever, but we would like to thank all of our previous donors. I'm one of your hosts, your old pal Mike Spears. I'll be joined in a moment with our co-host Case Lowe. And this is going to be one of those different kind of episodes of Open the Voice Gate. It's a special one. We get to have a first-time guest, and our first time we've had a member of the Dragon Gate roster on Open the Voice Gate. Ho Ho Loon, great man, is joined us over the weekend to talk about Dragon Gate, WrestleMania weekend coming up, and really Dragon Gate USA and all of that. It's a real fun conversation. I want to give my sincere thanks to Ho Ho for taking time out of his schedule to stop by. I'm certain, as both Case and I are going to be in Vegas, we'll try to get some more stuff with Ho Ho coming up real soon. But that's basically what this week's episode's about. Dragon Gate is returning to WrestleMania weekend, really by itself for the first time in 11 years. And when I say 11 years, if you're a long time listener of Open the Voice Gate in our DGUSA series, you know it's really actually the first time in 12 years there was no Dragon Gate people at WrestleMania weekend 2014 at those last DGUSA shows. But it's a great talk that we got to have with Ho-Ho. And again, I would like to give my sincere thanks for him for taking time out of his schedule and joining us for that. And after the interview, I'll be back here. And what I'm going to do is wrap up the show. I'm going to break down at least through today. I'm recording this February 11th. We'll give you all where you can see Dragon Gate wrestlers across Mania weekend and, of course, the weekend before that prestige. So without any further ado, here is our discussion of Ho-Ho. Have a great week, everyone. Joining us at this time, a first-time guest, a real delight, we are joined by the Hong Kong Cool Star, Ho-Ho Loon. Ho-Ho, thank you for joining us on the show and joining us to talk about like the exciting April coming up for Dragon Gate in USA.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Ho-Ho, are you excited to come to Las Vegas? Is this a place that you've visited before? What is your familiarity with the great city of Las Vegas in the United States?
I have actually came to Las Vegas in 2021 while I was doing a short U.S. tour, but I went to Las Vegas for vacation. I was wrestling for like MLW, GCW, AEW for that trip. I remember like 3 years ago, and then that was the last week. I'm going to come back to Japan, and then I have a week off. Then let's go Las Vegas.
Very much so. Well, Dragon Gate's got some shows there. April 16th through the 19th is when I think you guys are going to be in town. Starting on Wednesday, April 16th with Dragon Gate USA, The Rebirth, and then going through that weekend and concluding with the show on Friday night with Pro Wrestling Revolution. Before we talk about that, Ho-Ho, we did want to get your insight into ever since 2022, there's been a effort by Dragon Gate to break back into the U.S. wrestling scene. You guys have worked with Game Changer Wrestling a lot. And then last year, you guys returned to WrestleMania weekend. You not only did stuff with Game Changer, but you did the show with ETU, which was incredibly well received. People really liked that show. They liked the presentation of it. They liked the wrestling on it. What has your role been in bringing Dragon Gate back to America? And how do you feel last week's WrestleMania weekend went for Dragon Gate?
I am responsible. Well, since I've wrestled in the US before, I wrestled in the UK before, I wrestled in a lot of places in Asia. Since about 3 years ago, you know, a lot of overseas promotion that is interested in Dragon Gate talents that go through me and then to book them in wherever they are. And as time get more and more people come to approach me for booking Dragon Gate talent. And after a few while, the company realized I have these skills to be able to book Japanese talent in overseas and try. And I started getting all the trust and, you know, build all the respect and everything. Then just started from there. And then until the last WrestleMania, in Philadelphia, I was in charge of the overall trip to book. We bring in probably seven or eight talents last year.
I think six probably. And then maybe Estrella joined as well for seven.
Yes, yes. And then starting from there, I planned the whole trip, get people booked here and there, GCW. Brett is a really good friend of mine. And then ETU, I've worked with ETU since they first started. It's a few years ago. We have Last Rayer, and then we have like Yamato, Shun Skywalker wrestle there. And then at the end, we come up with a show with there. Ryan, the promoter of ETU, he's a really cool dude. You know, we come up with some crazy idea. Remember that ETU show was not supposed to happen, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to him. We are sending like 6-7 guys coming down to the US. Are you running any show there? You want to book any of us? He said, no, unfortunately, we don't have any schedule for that time. I said, oh, okay. Next day, he messaged me, well, since you have a lot of people here, why don't I just run a show of Dragon Gate versus ETU? I said, that was a really interesting idea. Should we do that? He said, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. It's just come in like this, then we run the show, and then Ultimo Dragon was in the US as well. We call him in. That's how it happened.
I love it.
Yeah, and it felt like, at least for us, with the ETU show, you had finding partners like Ryan with ETU and then Brett with GCW, with the history that Dragon Gate's had within the U.S. Indies, especially specifically towards WrestleMania weekend. It does seem like even like 20 years after the first match, like we're starting to see these like other promotions going, hey, y'all are over here. Why not get everyone together? Like what happened with ETU last year. It seems like it's a different kind of generation of promoter that's kind of embracing it.
Yes, absolutely. And then, in fact, last actual Dragon Gate USA show was in 2014, if I'm not wrong.
That's correct.
New
that
Orleans.
That was the WrestleMania week of 2014, which I didn't work here yet. And then actually feel really, honored and proud to be able to be a major part of this rebirth of Dragon Gate USA. And it's actually the first show. We call it Rebirth on the 16th, April 16th. It's a Wednesday, but it's a rebirth after 11 years. And then I can become a part of it. I remember when I was a kid, I bought DVDs of VHS, not DVDs.
Yeah,
of old Dragon Gate shows, right? Yeah,
yeah. And then when I was a kid, I don't speak Japanese at all. So when I was Dragon Gate, it was Dragon Gate USA because the English is the only thing that I speak. Well, Chinese as well, but yeah.
Yeah. So we were curious about that because the show on Wednesday is called a Dragon Gate USA show. Are there future plans to do more things under the Dragon Gate USA brand past WrestleMania weekend?
We always wanted to do it. There is plan to do it, but it will all depends on how the Wednesday show and the Friday show, how the fans react to it, how the ticket sales going to be, what the feedback's going to be from the fans, and what's the internet talk about it. So this will be a test for us to see if it will be possible in the future. So I hope it will be an ongoing thing, but in the worst case,
case scenario, you still have one show that's Dragon Gate USA, the rebirth.
The rebirth.
I actually like thinking about like a future of Dragon Gate USA. Case and I, when COVID happened, the thing that we decided to do, was let's do an episode on every single DGUSA show. And but like studying how the promotion like operated and where things were in 2014, least from like the way it kind of seems to me, this seems like the time, especially with the roster where it's at and the indies where it's at, especially now, like 4 years after COVID and everything with this, it does kind of feel like having the DGUSA name out there has such cachet. At least it still does for like my generation of indie fans, and like this with now that we've seen like there was a festival in Indianapolis that happened last weekend around Royal Rumble. It does feel like that this might be like a nice time to bring it back out. And especially with Vegas and Mania weekend, it seems like all systems go. And this seems like the right time to do all of this, at least to me.
You're absolutely right. I was talking about a test. Actually, the last 3 years when I booked all, Yamato, Shun Skywalker, even for last year, it was a test. And then the result of the test coming back was really good. You know, the fans love it. The promoter, they keep booking our guys. So that's why we have this idea. And then we came here last WrestleMania, right? Philadelphia. GM Saito Ryu was here. And then our owner, Mr. Kido, was there as well. We all see what's happening, in the arena inside. The fans love it. We see some other shows as well. WrestleCon, the big show in WrestleCon. The 3 days with GCW. And then, the ETU show as well. The fans love it. That's why we decided that let's give it a try.
Good. Well, we obviously can't wait for it. We're both going to fly out. I'm
Thank you very
curious in
much.
terms of no, of course, thank you. In terms of the wrestlers that are going to be on this show, we've seen sort of a slow roll of Prestige announce some names, and then the Friday show with Pro Wrestling Revolution, they've announced some names. Can you talk about the wrestlers that are for sure coming over to Vegas this year?
Actually, four of us will fly in first for that show in Prestige, Portland. It's myself.
It's yourself, Ishin,
Yeah,
Susumu.
it's
Ishin
myself,
Susumu,
Ishin,
KZ.
Susumu, and KZ. Four of us will be
KZ.
doing the Prestige on a Saturday. It's a spoiler, but Sunday there's a DeFi show in Seattle, and I don't know if it's four of us, but some of us will be there. For a Seattle show, and then we have 2 days off, and then we fly over to Vegas to meet with the other. When is this show gonna be on this podcast?
On Tuesday,
The
Okay,
11th.
the 11th.
okay. Then we actually have an announcement tonight with Five Talents.
There you go.
It's myself, Yamato, Ishin, and Hugh is making his US debut, and yeah, Susumu will be there. And then so far it's all of us now. We are planning to have 10 of us in the UK in the US, right, this trip. But I mean, if the ticket sale get really, really good, we can send in another two or three coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost 200 tickets gone for the Wednesday show. The Friday show, it's about 120, I guess. Yeah, I didn't check the update yet, but yeah, the Friday one will be a little bit difficult for us because SmackDown will be on Friday, right? And then at the same time, we're running the show that will be the GCW Big Show where Sabu has his retirement show. That's the thing that I worry about. We are Friday show, SmackDown's gonna drag at least 10,000 people away.
That's I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right.
That's always the thing about these like Mania weekends. Like I went to the one like way back in 2012 when DGUSA was running in Miami, and at that time you had the two shows, and it's like you had the Ring of Honor show and then the Dragon Gate USA show. So it did not seem like there was as much of a risk of other things really running. But yeah, I mean, running SmackDown, taking 10,000 of the 60,000 to 80,000 people off the board, that's not cool of WWE. Come on, guys.
I mean, but at first I'm actually worried more about the Wednesday show than the Friday show because I was thinking like people are not gonna come to Vegas yet on a Wednesday, but that's the only spot that we have. Let's do it. Should we do it? Let's do it. Then it actually turned out a little bit better than the Friday show. And the theme is a little bit different between the two shows. The
So
Wednesday show will be more about Dragon Gate USA. That's why we also sell meet and greet pass. It's only limited to 25. I think it all sell out already. So there will be 25 people who can come in for about 30 to 45 minutes. They can talk to the Japanese talent one-on-one, but I know that will be a little bit struggle, translating. I'll be the translator as well as being one of the meet and greet personality. And the Friday show will be more about the in-ring action. We work with Revolution, Pro Wrestling Revolution, actually for a few years now, and they are famous for having their luchador doing a lot of high-flying thing. They are based in the West Coast, based in the California. They run a lot of show in California, so it will be about all the in-ring action and how we're gonna work with the the luchador over there, the high flying, the Dragon Gate USA in your mind, that will be happening on Friday. But that doesn't mean that Wednesday is not Dragon Gate USA. It is still a Dragon Gate USA. And but there will be less luchador than Friday. But that will be, we are talking to some of the former Dragon Gate USA talent, the US based one, like, can I tell name here? We're trying to, Rich Swan, Willie Mack, we're talking about it. Nothing is confirmed yet, but we're talking about it. Some former Dragon Gate USA talent, if they're there, that will be a rebirth. Rebirth really means rebirth.
Good. In terms of the Japanese guys that are coming over, obviously Susumu has been coming over for years. We've seen Shun and we've seen Yamato. Do you, before a guy flies over for the first time, will you have any advice for Hyo and Ishin on maybe what's different working in front of an American crowd than a Japanese crowd?
Actually, they are really excited to come over to this trip. And then, obviously, they both have watched U.S. Indies on the TV, on YouTube. And this is something that we can expect that Hyo... I remember last May, me and Hugh have a single match in Hong Kong, and he told me he have never seen anything like that, because the Hong Kong crowd, you know, the Hong Kong crowd is like the U.S. crowd. They cheer for everything, they boo for things. And then since I'm locally from Hong Kong, and Hugh got booed so badly, he said, I've never seen something like this before. Nobody know who I am, and everyone is cheering for Ho Ho Loon, and wow, I don't know how to work in this kind of environment, but this is the thing that you'll be facing in the US. Hugh and Ishin, I mean, they have very, very clear personality. If you follow
sure.
Dragon Gate network and Dragon Gate, you know, all the everything. But for fans who only occasionally casually watch Dragon Gate for once a year, you know, once a month, they don't know their personality. So this is the thing they have to get used to. Ishin is a heel here, you know. Heel is a face. It's the biggest baby face here in Dragon Gate. But coming to Las Vegas, there may be another 300 people in the arena that see you for the first time. So you have to establish yourself within that 10 minute in the ring. That's what I suggest to him.
I feel Ishin is up to that challenge. We're continually blown away by just how quickly he has progressed and how good he has gotten.
I sent a
tummy is gonna get bigger.
I sent a DM to Case just saying, Ishin's going to be an absolute menace with the U.S. crowds. Those two in particular, I feel like of the people who have not worked the United States before, like with like their clear characters, and especially with Hyo, who knows? Do we have like a time frame that they're going to kick you out of the palms if Hyo goes on too long walking throughout the venue? Like, do we have to be concerned about that on Wednesday? Because there's a bit of me that wonders if Hyo is just really going to find like a new Panther pride out in Las Vegas, just with these two guys. That it just seems like that it's like the perfect time for both Hyo and Ishin to get a better look by international audiences.
Yeah, that's true. I hope they kick us out. Run over it and kick us out. I'm not paying the fine.
I mean, is there a curfew actually in Vegas? Like,
I don't know. I actually, this is a good reminder. I'm gonna ask for
that. Oh, I think I only have one more question for you, which is that our friends in Germany at WXW, you know, they had booked Dragon Kid for 16 karat this year, and I know he's still dealing with the neck injury, and so they've replaced him with Masaki Mochizuki. I think I've seen Dragon Kid was announced
PWR.
For that. Yeah, he was announced for PWR. Do you know, is Dragon Kid going to make the trip, or will we have an injury substitution there?
So Dragon Kid is a very, very interesting thing, because he was supposed to get clear last month, but then it doesn't. That's why we have to cancel his WXW trip. For April, there's a slight chance he's not clear. He's not going to be clear. But even though he won't be clear, he will still come for some kind of meet and greet.
Okay, got it.
All right. But this will all depends on what the doctor visit the next couple of weeks, and then see when he's going to get clear. The WXW one, I mean, it's only like 3 weeks away. And then we know it's not going to be okay in 3 weeks. But when we're talking about April, that's going to be 8 weeks away. So there's a slight chance.
Yeah, hoping. Yeah.
Can't get clear. But as you can see, last Korakuen, he's already there doing all the referee work, counting 1, 2, 3. So if he can count 1, 2, 3, let's hope that he can do 6, 1, 9.
Mike, do you have anything else for Ho-Ho?
So, since you're kind of the person to talk to about this, Ho-Ho, finding partners in the landscape, you talked about Brett with GCW, Ryan of ETU. Dragon Gate seems like, at least right now when we're recording, to be the one promotion who's working with multiple partners and multiple sites in Vegas. Do you find this like that as Dragon Gate has re-entered kind of the international waters again, has it been a lot of like willingness to work with Dragon Gate and with you to do to like find these partners, or is it something where I guess it's kind of everything has changed so much that you're seeing people who aren't as familiar with Dragon Gate USA or with you?
It's a very, very interesting situation right now, right? I am actually very open-minded to work with a lot of different, you know, promotion, and there's sure. some certain promotion that's very, very location-based. For example, Prestige and Defy, they were in the West, North?
Pacific Northwest.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And then I'm also very close with ETU. They are based in the New York, New Jersey area.
Right.
GCW, they tour a lot, right? But mm-hmm. then their strongest area is also in the New York, New Jersey, Philly area. Then Pro Wrestling Revolution, they are locally based in California. So basically, East Coast, West Coast, all the local promotions, we have built a very good relationship with. You were asking me about what's the future plans for Dragon Gate USA. Mm-hmm. So if this one, if the Las Vegas show is going to do good, then the future Dragon Gate USA is going to be either East Coast one show, West Coast one show, and then we can come back to Japan. That's the most ideal thing is. But then East Coast, we want to work with the East Coast local promotion. And when we come to West Coast, we want to work with Pro Wrestling Revolution, or with, when we go to the North, how do you call it, North Pacific?
Pacific Northwest, yes, yes, yes.
Northwest, then we want to work with Prestige or Divine, you know. And the good thing is, yeah, and all of these promoters are very open-minded, and is Dragon Gate USA is also a really good brand. It builds our reputation for the past 20 years that make my job so much easier. When I, you know, I was a promoter for so many years. I was sure. a promoter in Hong Kong, in China, and I promote a lot of shows in China in the past, before I come to Dragon Gate. I'm basically a promoter before I come to Dragon Gate. So I'm actually really honored that Dragon Gate give me this responsibility to make my promoter kind of experience that can work one more time in a worldwide kind of platform. That's why I think, we want to work with local promotion. You know, when it comes to the future Dragon Gate USA comeback, you know, East Coast, West Coast, doing Bang Japan once every 4 or 5 months, something like
that. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the vision that I have, and the company have the vision. But then business is business. You know, we need to see how it's gonna, you know, how the fans react to our show, the first two show. You know, we haven't been in the US for 10 years now.
Right.
People who watch us as a kid now is an adult.
That's right.
And then, but the last 10 years, there's no kids watching us at all. So we have to generate some kid fans where they become an adult, then they come, they can fly over to see our show. You know, a lot of people think that Dragon Gate USA, you know, we're still involved with our past, the partner in the past. But it's not anymore. It's Dragon Gate USA is Dragon Gate Japan, producing all the shows with local partner helping us with all the operation.
Well we can't wait. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, Hoho, with your promoting experience in Hong Kong and within China, getting the chance to kind of work in being able to do this with DGUSA in America, where are places you've always wanted to run a wrestling show? Given the opportunity, like, are there some of these U.S. venues? Like, of course, we have. There's like ECW Arena, Hammerstein Ballroom. Where would be your dream place to run a DGUSA show if you had the opportunity?
You just mentioned it, ECW Arena.
Okay, there we go.
You just mentioned it. Yeah, that's an amazing place. You know, I've been there a couple of times, and it's on. I actually never wrestled in an ECW arena, I tell you. I've been there meet and greet for like three times, doing meet and greet only, but have never been wrestled there. So this is very, very personal. I want to wrestle there.
Yeah, and
that's why if there's a chance, I will book a show there.
yeah, book yourself onto the show. Absolutely. Yeah, of course, man.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, Ho-Ho, we hope that at some point we find you in the ECW arena, but we'll find you in Las Vegas. Drangate USA, The Rebirth. That show is going to be on Wednesday, April 16th at the Moon and View Palms Resort, Las Vegas in Vegas, Nevada.
The Moon, not View. View is another room. So the main room will be Moon.
This is good to know. This will be corrected on the Voices of Wrestling WrestleMania weekend tracker.
We'll get back a new graphic after next week when we announce the talent. Actually, perfect. This week.
Perfect, perfect, awesome. Perfect. And then Friday night, Drangate and Pro Wrestling Revolution, the Gate of Revolution at Meet Las Vegas. That is Friday night. And that will be the show that we will both be at on Friday night. Ho-Ho, the only other thing that I have for you is we both want to congratulate you on your Drangate contract. Well-deserved, well-earned.
Yeah, congratulations.
And that's awesome. Congratulations on officially having that Drangate contract.
Thank you very much. And I'll see you guys in Las Vegas.
That's yes. right. Yes,
absolutely.
You will.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you will. Mike, anything else?
Nope. That is all I have on my side. Ho-Ho, thank you again for joining us this week.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you again to Ho-Ho for stopping by this week. We'll get more with Ho-Ho probably around Vegas time, but it was great having him on the show. And before we close up this week, I just kind of wanted to take a little bit of stock of what Dragon Gate at WrestleMania weekend and also in the lead up. What do we have announced? How are things going? And what we can kind of anticipate for April? And that all starts with Prestige Wrestling in Portland having their Roseland 11 show. They've already announced KZ, Susumu Yokosuka, Ishin, and Ho-Ho Loon for those shows, with KZ already being announced for really the first match that has been announced for the Dragon System guys over WrestleMania. I guess this doesn't count as weekend, but it's technically, you know, across Dragon Gate USA, this stint, we have KZ versus Kevin Blackwood, and that is already a match that I am super stoked for. I feel like that I want to get Case and I, after we get through WrestleMania weekend, we both return from Vegas, everyone's out of jail, everything's okay, and I would love to get a list of just of the best Dragon Gate matches over this April period, because it's really exciting seeing who all is going to be coming and what all has been announced so far. So the trip starts with that Prestige show, and then we look to WrestleMania week proper, and of course the shows for Dragon Gate on the 16th as well as on the 18th, the Dragon Gate USA The Rebirth show, going to be at the Moon at the Palms Resort in Las Vegas, Yamato, Benkei, Ho-Ho Loon, Hyo, and Ishin being announced for those. And then when we look towards Thursday, a lot of stuff still getting announced, but notable, Dragon Gate will be appearing at the Pandemonium Pro Wrestling Show. Benkei, Yamato, KZ, I think Shun has also been announced for it. I'm using the great resource put up at Voices of Wrestling, Rich and Griffin put together this great sheet for it. Also, I would not be surprised to see Defy on that Thursday. Maybe some people there. Haven't heard anything. Just kind of lines up a little bit there. And then West Coast Pro at 3:00. So right after that show at the Meet Las Vegas venue. Already Dragon Kid and Shun Skywalker have been announced for this. And I'm of a belief that we should kind of anticipate that this Meet venue that has West Coast, Deadlock, and Prestige, I expect to see some of the Dragon Gate guys appearing on some of these shows, even if they have not been announced just yet. And of course, Prestige, nothing to lose that night, has already announced that Shun Skywalker will be on that card. And then looking over into Friday, really, what we're seeing getting announced, and we've seen some stuff, I'm recording this part Tuesday afternoon. We're starting to see more names announced for this Dragon Gate and Pro Wrestling Revolution, the Gate of
Revolution show, Vari Morales has been announced from the PWR side, as well as KZ and Kota Minora. So that's the first like show announcement for Mino since the week has kind of come about. But yeah, Kota Minora will be in Vegas, and it seems like tickets are moving pretty all right for us. I'm really excited to be in Vegas and see how the lead up to this is, and how Ho-Ho was talking about how Dragon Gate USA is going to look different now, and seeing guys like Kevin Blackwood and even some of the names that are appearing on PWR. Like I ended up really finding El Kakui very charming in that Dragon Gate stint. I thought that he added something that brought a lot to these shows. So I'm not opposed to that whatsoever. And at least for me, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to as we get to see more things announced, and hopefully his health is going to be up for it, is seeing Dragon Kid. It's been something that I had to like go back in time and be like, oh yeah, no, I've seen Dragon Kid live a couple times, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it being 2025 and everything, but the opportunity to see Dragon Kid, Susumu, especially from where they are in their careers right now, that's an opportunity that as soon as everything with Vegas started kind of becoming announced, and now things are now fully being announced, I knew that if it was going to be an opportunity to see Dragon Kid one more time, especially in the States, I would take advantage of it. And then, of course, we already have Hyo and Ishin making their North American debuts, and I really think that people like Hyo and Ishin are really going to like find a lot of audiences for the first time, that they already have this great charisma and such that we've seen in Dragon Gate proper, and getting to launch that on the American and international audience, I think it's going to be really cool. And also with Mion and Mion, I mean, we all know wrestling fans like a plush toy, so just ready for that. But I think that's going to do it for us this week on Open the Voice Gate. Again, would like to offer a deep thanks to Ho-Ho Loon for stopping by. We'll be back with y'all next week. You can follow us on social media at Open Voice Gate. Case is at _ in your case on Twitter only. And I am at Fujiheya. But thanks for listening to Open Voice Gate. We'll be back with you next week. Take care, everyone.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of The Good, The Bad, and The Hungi AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines. And we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungi every week on the Voices of Wrestling Network.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.